Hello and welcome to Too Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
Right, lots and lots to talk about on Monday. Busy weekend of sport, and we'll start with the Premier League, Simon.
What a weekend of football it was, Gareth. Liverpool, what happened them yesterday? They were leading 3-1 against Bournemouth, 15 minutes to go, and they managed to lose that 4-3. So what a result for Bournemouth, first time they've actually beaten the Reds. And Jurgen Klopp, afterwards, he's actually been quite measured, which is quite a usual thing for him, isn't it really, Gareth? He says there's no problem with his side's mental approach to the game, they're just not yet the finished article. What are your thoughts on that?
I love that. That's a very diplomatic way to say it, isn't
yes,
it? Fair it play. Is. Most people would be shouting and roaring, but he said there's no problem with the side's mental approach. I like that. He's been thinking about that during the whole second half, hasn't he?
It's quite a common theme for Jurgen Klopp, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be quite measured, and he's saying that things are fine. Obviously, a bad game for them, but Jimmy Carragher, on the other hand, is saying that Loris Karius, the keeper, hasn't really convinced him since arriving at Anfield at the start of the season.
7 or 8 games he's played. Now, it's still early days. Who knows how he'll be over the next 2 or 3 years. But it's going to be a massive improvement for him. He hasn't done anything yet in those games that's impressed me.
Interesting day for them. Also an interesting day for Man United.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's a lot of people over the course of the weekend have been sort of given their opinion and stuff, and I think it was Neville was giving his opinion on what we're going to talk about.
He was indeed, yes. Now, Gary Neville was giving his opinion at the end of the game on Marouane Fellaini coming on with a few minutes to go of normal time. Fellaini came on at his former club, Everton, and forced a penalty towards the end, which Leighton Baines scored, so they equalised 1-1 at the end of the game. Zlatan Ibrahimovic had given United the lead, and it was United's third draw in a row.
Yeah, it wasn't great, to be honest with you. And Gary Neville, yeah?
It was indeed,
has
yes.
been quite vocal on it. He basically just called a spade and said that it was absolutely rubbish.
He said it was a moment of madness.
Yeah. When he goes on to such an idiotic thing like that, it's just really poor from Fellaini. He's such an experienced player. He played here before. He knows the ground. He knows the crowd. It's just a poor moment, an individual moment. It's nothing. It's no reflection upon the manager. He's made the substitution for the right reasons, and he's been let down by his player.
Mourinho definitely will be asked questions about that.
Yeah, has he commented anything on it so far?
Well, Mourinho's been saying, you know, United have actually been playing good football and have just been unlucky with their results, and things are bound to change soon. Chelsea on Saturday. Chelsea and Man City had an interesting game on Saturday, ending in a bit of a brawl. Chelsea beat Man City 3-1. Fernandinho red carded. He clashed with Cesc Fabregas. Sergio Aguero, he was also sent off. He had a challenge on David Luiz. Pep Guardiola apologised after the match. She said it was a bit of a pity that the match had ended in that fashion. It shouldn't be underestimated, Gareth, how influential these players are to kids.
Yeah.
You know, for a game to end in that sort of fashion.
Will it ever change?
I hope so, and I think it can do. It's disappointing because football's got so many great qualities, and yet certain elements, like brawls on the pitch, just need to be stamped out, I think.
And behaviour off the pitch as well.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, definitely.
Right, what else have we got?
I mentioned Man City. They're going to take on Celtic in the Champions League tomorrow night. They're in fourth place in the Premier League table, 30 points, 4 behind leaders Chelsea. So those two haven't seen the last of each other, I don't think, this season. For the Hoops on Saturday, going to Celtic, they beat Motherwell 4-3 in the Scottish Premiership. They're 8 points ahead of Rangers in the table, and Rangers moved second. Could we have an interesting few months, given the old firm rivalry in Celtic and Rangers? Mm-hmm. I think we could. In Rangers' first season back, it might be very, very interesting.
Very good. Now, a massive win for Ulster on Saturday night.
Yes, and very important, Gareth, for them to get back to winning ways given the results recently. 4 defeats in their last 5 results, and then a postponed fixture given a frozen pitch at the Kingspan Stadium. So key for them to get some momentum building, I think. Tricky run up to Christmas as well. They play Claremont twice and also Connacht at home too. 35-22 was the result, and good to see returns for Chris Henry and Stuart McCluskey, who both scored tries. Here's what the man of the match, Ruan Pienaar, had to say.
I think, like I said, it was a tough period results-wise as well, and we didn't play well. And to put up a decent performance tonight, you know, this is a really good Cardiff team and with a lot of quality across the board, and to come in and get 5 points for us as a group is really pleasing.
Of course, the tragic news of the 19 players that lost their lives on a plane crash last week.
Yes, Chapecoense players, staff, and indeed journalists as well were tragically killed in that plane crash on Monday. It's been very, very good to see not only the memorial on Saturday and the way in which people have come together in the public, Gareth, but also former players come together and say that they're going to play for free. We're talking the likes of Ronaldinho, Riquelme, another player offered to come out of retirement for free. It's good to see human nature in that form absolutely. When there's such a tragedy and people are grieving.
Absolutely.
So it's great to see.
Very sad story, and I'm sure there'll be more chat about that in the next coming weeks. A wee bit closer to home then, Bangor.
Yes. Topless carol singing.
Yes.
What do you make of that?
Every year the guys go out and do this, and you know what, fair play, they do it for a bit of fun, but they do raise quite a bit of money for a charity. So yesterday they were in Belfast, is that right?
They were indeed, Cornmarket yesterday, and okay. as you say, they raised quite a bit of money. It's a fantastic way in which to do it. Would you be doing it, do you think? Is that
reaction? There's a couple of things. Number one, I would not be able to do it, and number two, nobody would want to see me do it. The shops in Belfast would go crazy if I ripped the top off and started singing. I can't sing and I haven't got the body for it, so there you go.
Oh, crazy not in a good way, eh?
Let's hope that they raise lots of money for charity. And that's it, of course. Then we'll keep you updated each and every hour on Q Radio with everything to do with the sport this week.
Yes, we'll be back on Friday, and thanks very much for listening.